All right, Friday, we made it. We made it. I mean, this is just the week, April 19th. Today, we're talking about Tesla's continued troubles, GM going hydrogen, and tech titans duking it out, we'll call it. They never actually did. They're supposed to fight.
The second story should just be called Everybody Goes Toyota.
Toyota go? Oh, no, it's got more context than that.
Okay, I know.
Does Toyota do hydrogen?
Yeah, that's like the thing that everybody's saying that they're going to
They're going to like come in late in the game and be like, oh, by the way, we've been working on this in that little corner over there.
Yeah. You
know, we'll wait and see what happens.
We'll see what happens. things that we come around the corner with. You know what I'm saying, Paul? You know what I'm saying? It's things like a SoduCon.
Oh, I was like, what's he going with this? You know, yeah, so a SoduCon.
Look,
I mean, we've been talking about it every day because it's worth talking about every day. And we're now, what, 27? 25 days.
25 days.
Oh my gosh.
Which is kind of nuts.
Weeks.
But this is what
we're going to be, are we going to be 3 weeks from yesterday. Monday?
What's that?
Wait, 25? So we're going to be like 25. Under 3 weeks next. Oh my gosh.
Oh my goodness. Let us have a minute, please.
Yeah.
But Paul and I come to this like shocking reality every single morning.
I have to go.
Like, wait, what? I need to go do something. Stop the pod.
I know.
No, but we, we've got a great relationship with this venue, and what is really great about that is like the venue adds to the entire experience, right? The people there, the way that they, you know, flex and move while we're there. And one of the things that is a part of that is like, hey, they have an opportunity to make a lot more money on these rooms, and they've given us like five more. As of 2 days ago.
Oh, nice.
So like if you're getting your ticket and you're getting your rooms, you can still kind of squeak in under the bell. We actually had someone yesterday on a podcast be like, I've never been able to do that. How did you guys pull that off?
And we keep asking nicely.
So that's all part of the experience, you know, is like, does the venue participate in the experience of a SoduCon? And that was important to us. We like, when we went there a year and a half ago, we were paying attention to how the front desk, how the people in the back, how people smiled at you. So it's just like one of those little things that we like to pay attention to.
Sure is. I want to thank our co-presenting sponsors, Goobagoo and Reynolds and Reynolds, for helping us make this possible. They've been just such great partners to put on a SoduCon, believing in the more than cars mentality. And I'm excited to have them there and participating. Greg Ulin, the CMO, is actually going to be one of the judges on Pitch Tank. Which I'm so looking forward to. We're going to have Kyle, Steve Greenfield, Chase Frazier. Is he going to be a judge?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. From FM Capital. We've got the all-star list.
He comes so hard. Yeah.
It's going to be great. Look, if you've ever wanted to see people talk about their product in 3 minutes, and I know that's every dealer out there, right? I don't want to hear you talk about in 20 minutes. Talk about in 3 minutes, and I'll figure out if I want to hear the 20-minute part. You get to do that at a SoduCon. We're going to line them up so you can hear a lot of pitches, short period of time, hear experts. Ask questions that you probably had, or maybe you'll realize you should have had that question, and then make some decisions, have some conversations, go home, make your dealership better. I mean, what's better than that? And be in a hotel full of all your friends.
Oh, your best friends. Come on.
I mean, this hotel is like 240 rooms, and now we're going to occupy like 210 of them. I think we're close to.
I think it's 220 now.
Oh, my.
Yeah. It's going to be nuts.
So pretty much all that's left now are the top two penthouse floors. In this casino hotel,
you know, and they got casino things.
I don't know. Maybe we'll get bumped to the top. That's not good. I don't know. We'll get Al on this. Let's get into it. It's so much fun. All right. So here you go. They can't fix this one with an overhead, an over the air update as a follow up story to our story on Monday about Tesla's unintended acceleration issues. Nearly 3,900 Cybertrucks from the 2024 model year, which is pretty much all of them, are being recalled due to a risk that the accelerator pedal or the cover on it might dislodge and actually stick the accelerator down, which sounds like a problem, potentially causing crash risks. The recall is for all Cybertrucks that have been produced, pretty much. The defect affects, they say, the accelerator and the brake pedal. We didn't see anything about the brake pedal torque yesterday, but National Highway Traffic and Safety Administration is now involved, and delivery of the Cybertrucks are now officially delayed. You know, Tesla is not Tesla is not aware of any injuries that has happened, but it's unclear how they're going to repair the affected vehicles.
Yeah, because where are you going to repair those in the five shops you have per city? Right?
Tesla this Rangers.
Is like, you know, the interesting thing is I don't remember actually Tesla having like an in-person recall at this point. Everything has been like, oh, and guess what? We fixed it over the air. You know, their R&D and their product go live is typically super tight, which is why they don't have those issues. They have a lot more software issues, but not a lot of physical issues. So this is kind of an interesting one. I'm really interested to just watch it play out, see how even Elon responds to all of this via Twitter. I haven't seen anything yet. Maybe I just missed it. And see how the public kind of reacts to, hey, we thought this thing was like God's gift to, or Elon's gift to trucks, you know? So
to Mars rovers, I just looked really quick. I didn't see any other recalls, but everything's kind of buried under this news about Cybertruck recall. Right. So we'll figure that out. We'll figure that. Speaking of figuring things out,
they are time.
We got a follow-up comment from John Foley from Recharge.
We should have asked our friend.
I know. We had to phone a friend, but DM friend in the comments. John Foley of Recharged, check him out, says they've had a few, and he is an absolute Tesla expert if you want to use EV.
Tesla expert. He's going to be at AsotaCon.
Of course he is.
Talking about EV things.
These are people. Naturally. He came up with the idea for Recharged at AsotaCon.
Oh, man.
2 years ago. It's an amazing
business. Sideways every time.
I know. It makes me so happy. Or if he didn't come up with the idea, he was at least like, I'm going to do this.
I'm going to do it.
We gave him some like, hey, you should go do big, audacious, borderline stupid things. Build a company.
Borderline stupid
things. I mean, that's kind of every company, right? It's like, this doesn't really add up if I'm about to, you know, embark on the risk I'm about to embark on. GM is spearheading a new project to replace diesel engines with hydrogen fuel cells, debuting a medium-duty truck powered by hydrogen for Southern Co. in Georgia. So Southern Co. is a power company, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't live down there. The Chevy Silverado 5500, it's going to feature GM's Hydrotech fuel cells, offering 300 miles of range. It weighs almost 20,000 pounds, which is 10 tons if you're doing the math, and has the ability to generate. This is cool. At first, I looked at the truck. I was like, this truck looks really kind of like dumb, right? But then I realized there's a full power plant in the middle of it. So it's able to generate 300 kilowatts of energy from this power plant on the truck, which is actually enough to power 250 homes. Like, that's all. 250 homes. So it's like literally like a rolling power station. The initiative is part of a $65 million Super Truck 3 program by the U.S. Department of Energy, looking to explore hydrogen fuels potential. Here's a quote from Mark Dickens, vehicle chief engineer for fuel cell products. He says, this is the most exciting transformation I've been a part of at GM. There you go.
Well,
generating power. You
know, like, this is something that everybody's trying to figure out, is what the actual next level of fuel, and efficiency is. Like, is it all BEV, or is there an opportunity for hydrogen? We see, we've chronicled this over the past 2 years multiple times, where you get commercial grade tech first, right? That's a little bit quicker to market. Even things like autonomy at a commercial grade, and then it gets pushed down into residential and consumer product. Mm-hmm. So kudos for GM for dropping this kind of, it was out of left field from my perspective.
I know. And they did say one of the things that this, if you know, it all goes well, is this would be the reason that a microgrid of hydrogen fueling stations would be built. And so that also makes sense. You start building the infrastructure to move the hydrogen around, which is a great step in the direction of actually being able to get hydrogen at like a consumer pump. I did see an article yesterday. And I think it was the F-150 Lightning. It was the new Silverado. It was one of the trucks. It said it can power your house for 2 weeks.
I think that's the Lightning, right?
What's the Lightning?
I'm pretty sure.
I'll tell you what, it can't power my house for 2 weeks because I got four kids.
You got four kids.
Boy, those little suckers are leaving everything off.
Yeah, right.
Speaking of those little suckers, going back little and forth. Suckers. Big suckers now.
And they're coming out punches. Mark Zuckerberg has overtaken Elon Musk to be the world's, get this, third richest person. Remember those days when Elon Musk was the richest person?
Both taking a little dip, yeah.
With a net worth of $175 billion. Meta platform stock has soared year to date, 43%, boosting Zuckerberg's wealth by a little over $47 billion this year, while conversely, Tesla shares have plummeted nearly 40%, causing Musk to lose $55 billion.
It's literally, if you look at the chart, it's like a mirror image.
It is. Right? It's like this crossfade reference thing. You know, obviously Zuckerberg, Musk, a ton of their net worth is tied to their platform's performance, the ability for the stock to stay strong. And you know, all of this paired with like Elon Musk and the board of Tesla trying to rewrite his compensation package after it was said, hey, you can't do that. You know, the fun part of this is I'm still waiting for this cage match that was proposed, but never actually happened.
Musk was,
I think,
riling
that's because Elon saw a picture of Mark with his shirt off at the gym and decided otherwise. But yeah, kind of wild to see someone just because of stock price go from like 1 to 3 in a matter of a couple of years.
Well, I think Zuckerberg, all of his wealth is, or most of it's tied up in Meta. Elon, he's like spread out across a number of things. Like Musk is very closely tied to Meta. I wonder what these guys talk about. I think number one is Jeff Bezos. Number two is some other guy I didn't recognize.
Saudi guy, right?
Yeah. So the world's richest man is no longer a car guy. The world's third richest man is no longer a car guy.
Well, I mean, unless you're talking about selling cars on Amazon.
He is not a car guy. Absolutely. I will never refer to Jeff Bezos as a car guy. It's just, it's not going to happen. Hey, look, we know you have a Friday to get to. You have a weekend coming up. You have cars to sell. You have people to serve. You have a SoCon tickets to buy. Just go check out the speakers at asotocon.com.